empty building in there.
Hello, boys.
Hello, boys.
Hello, boys and girls.
He's America's home improvement hero.
He's a pro.
Okay, thank you.
He's the idol of every woman.
Screw it up, though, and it's back to the mailroom, Adrian boy.
He's Lou Manfredini.
And you're going to fall right on your labanza when you hear this. Listen good.
And this is House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio, 877-2134-LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. How can I help you this morning? Building, renovating, can't find a 2x4 to save your life? I got a guy. No, I don't really have a guy. But
looking good.
But you're right, exactly. Hi, good morning.
How are
you?
Good morning.
Nice to see you.
I was teasing our new Tulu, too.
Oh my gosh! Do we have a funny noodle?
I thought you were totally.
You?
I thought you were setting yourself
no,
up.
No, no, no.
Totally.
I'm going to save that. Save that whole thing for a little bit later on. But you know, it's interesting when we rebranded the. Good morning, Don, and good morning, Joe. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Lou.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning, Lou. Doing well.
I'm well. When we rebranded the whole. You know, the show used to be called the Mr. Fix-It Show. 877-213-4-LOU is our phone number, 877-213-4568. And then when I started doing the TV show, I thought, well, we should probably, you know, keep it all consistent, whatever. And plus the fact, when you say house smarts, house smarts, there's so many different things you do in your house, right? And I thought, well, that would open it up to kind of expand and... today's Noodaloo 2, Don and Joe, has everything to do with your hair.
Oh, perfect.
Excellent.
Uh-huh. Right.
I need
right.
some tips.
And what's really funny is that, you know, how segments and stuff live forever, like on websites and stuff? Lindsay even joked about this. Like, if you go to HowSmartsRadio.com, there's a bunch of Noodaloo 2s there. Or, you know, or if you go to our YouTube channel, there's a bunch of Noodaloo 2s there. And they're all around the house. You know, everything that has to do with the home. Here's a shovel. Here's a hammer. Here's a, you know, kind of the stuff, you know, the kind of stuff that you would think. And, but this is going to be everything to do about your hair. And it's going to be a game changer.
Yes. I like the pivot.
Game changer.
Don
pivot.
And Joe, right?
we're sporting some bedhead this morning. So, yeah, that'd
well,
be fantastic.
And this could help you. And it's
not
be
for
a,
long, boys.
Yeah.
Sweet. Not for long.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Look under your desk.
Whoa.
Sweet. So that's coming up a little bit later on this morning. I think you'll find that to be very interesting. But what can I do to help you this morning? 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. I read an interesting article last night, actually, about the lumber industry and how commodity prices for lumber are through the roof. It's something like triple or quadruple the amount of money that it was. And there's a very interesting theory that the commodity prices have everything to do with the recession of 2008. And it has nothing to do with the logs and the logging industry. Actually, the trees and everything that goes into the timber industry is actually still pretty consistent and cheap, but it's actually the manufacturing in the sawmills, and there aren't enough sawmills to create the wood. And back in 08, when the past 10 years has been awful for the lumber and the industry, you know, the lumber manufacturers. And so many of the sawmills shut down or closed down or consolidated. And so there aren't enough places to make 2x4s, to make 2x12s, to make conventional lumber. And then added to that, and I kind of knew this a little bit. I have a very dear friend of mine who's in the paper industry. So she works for these big mills that make all this paper. Well, in a sawmill, when they're done making 2x4s and all that other kind of stuff, they have all these chips and sawdust left over, as you can imagine, right? And that's pulp that they sell to the paper industry. Well, their paper mills have shut down, and there aren't enough paper mills to take the pulp. And so then they have all this extra. So it's this vicious cycle, and you know, the sawmills tend to be a little bit more conservative in their, you know, sure, they could build another sawmill for $1 million+ that would take a while to get online. And then once when they get it done and built, the industry will change. So while people are running to Home Depot to buy, you know, 2x4s and whatever, the volume that we have right now may not be there. And so the conservative approach to these sawmills is we're working as fast as we can. We just can't cut it fast enough and shape it fast enough. And it was a really interesting article. And I thought that, kind of shed some light as to why, a 2x4 is $10, which is crazy. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. Our first call this morning is sponsored by Bathfitter. Just go to bathfitter.com to learn more, /Lou. Let's talk to, Bill, who's in Winnetka. Bill, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou.
How may I help you, sir?
I'm hoping you can give me some assistance here. We have a concrete driveway that needs to be replaced. And along with the concrete driveway, just adjacent to it, we have a flagstone sidewalk that leads up to the front of the house, held in place with the concrete. And over the years, it has dipped and dropped, and it poses a real hazard. And the two are not on the same level. They're not the same surface.
Mm-hmm.
We're contemplating replacing both of them. And we're looking at poured concrete to smooth it out, to keep it, what I'd like to do is to see if your reaction to this, what needs to be done in preparation for it, and if you have anybody that you would recommend.
Well, okay. The sidewalk, you said the sidewalk and the driveway run adjacent to each other. So would it just be visually, would it just be an extension of the driveway, or would we put some sort of seam to actually create what looks like a walkway?
Well, My wife would like to keep it smooth.
Right.
Rather than a textured sidewalk.
Right, right. Well, I mean, okay, so there's something to be said about keeping the substrates consistent. I mean, the thing is, when you talk about that flagstone and that look, you are going to lose a little bit of that design element of the front of it. Now, you could do something where you do the driveway in a smooth finish, and if you did it all in concrete, you could have the concrete contractor stamp the portion of it that looks like a walkway to kind of differentiate between the two and add a little design element to it. It'll all be concrete, but there would be a little bit of a difference in the look, which might get you closer to, I mean, other than the fact that the flagstone is uneven and it's, something that's been problematic for you, visually, if you're standing in the sidewalk looking at it, does it look nice? Or you're just done with it.
It's very difficult to keep clean.
Yeah.
I power wash it.
Constantly.
Yes.
Yeah, right. I hear you. Okay.
The front step we would keep.
Sure. Right.
We
and that's
keep
in
the front
that's
step.
In decent shape. Why don't you do this? I think that I have zero problem with you doing exactly what you described. If you wanted to do just concrete and bring it all over and your wife wanted to keep it nice and smooth, I think that could look good. We have a sponsor in the Chicago area called, do you have a pen or a pencil? Robert R.
Yep.
Andreas and Sons. Robert Andreas and Sons. And if you hang on, I'll get you the phone number. Of them, and you can call them. They've been around for a very long time, and they could talk to you about the doing the concrete, removing what you have, and making it look really nice. But I have no problem with the idea that what you're mentioning to do that and make it all consistent. Okay, you ready for that phone number? It's 708.
I am.
863-5735. 708-863-5735. You tell them that Lou told you to call, and they should be able to help you out, no problem. Thanks so much for the phone call. All right, that's how it works. 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568. We will take a quick break and be back right after this.
You're tuned in to Lou, your favorite handyman, right here on House Smart Radio.
I love you people. 877-213-4-LOU is our phone number. Our next caller is going to get a House Smarts Radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, and windows. If you're working remotely and don't have enough room, let Cobblestone Remodeling create the ideal workspace in your home. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. And we're going to send that phone, or that hat, rather, all the way down to South Carolina, where Tom is. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lou. Wonder if you can make me house smart.
I'll give it my best shot, my friend.
So I have a small cottage. I want to put down laminate, either laminate or vinyl tile. And I understand from the estimate that I have particle board underneath my rug. I'm just wondering if that's okay. They're saying it's fine as long as it's solid. But have you had experience in that, especially with the price of plywood, as you were just saying?
Oh, my gosh.
I really don't want to have to cover it all with plywood again. You know?
Well, when you said you have particle board, is it particle board or is it oriented strand board? This is your subfloor, correct?
Yes.
And is this house...
Which I haven't seen myself.
Okay. Is this house we're speaking of in South Carolina?
No, it's up in the Adirondacks, so it's a cottage.
Like it's cottage, okay. Cottage. And do you have a? Is it on a crawl space or is it a basement underneath that area?
It's on cinder block, so there's a small 5 foot area underneath.
Okay.
In some spaces,
okay.
Maybe 6 foot. So I could look at it if that's what you're getting at.
Well, So here's what I would do. I mean, just to ensure that what you're putting on there looks good. My guess is it is some type of what's called oriented strand board or OSB, which would be typical for a subfloor, not particle board. I mean, particle board is a kind of a blanket term that you would argue, you could argue that OSB is particle board. So, you know, I get that. But OSB is certainly an appropriate material for a subfloor. In your case, the fact that you've got a small crawl, I would highly recommend that you do, if the subfloor is sound, that you do some type of 100% waterproof vinyl, luxury vinyl tile. Because...
Oh, not laminate?
No, because, you know, you get a little bit of moisture. I mean, you're going to want to put a moisture barrier down if you put a laminate there. And if that gets too much moisture, it's going to start to buckle. With the luxury vinyl, it's all integrated. You literally could throw it in a lake and pull it out and let it dry and then put it back in. You couldn't do that with a laminate floor. Plus the fact, the luxury vinyl tends to be a little bit thicker. And because the whole substrate is a vinyl, it tends to, laminate flooring, because it's so rigid, you can sometimes get a little floor, what they call a floor slap, when you walk on it. Like there's a pocket, and you can kind of feel, oh, here's a little pocket here. I can feel it when I stand here. The luxury vinyl tends to, after a little bit of time, it actually settles in and rests to kind of take the shape of what the subfloor is. And so it's been my experience that you get a much more consistent looking floor, and the fact that, you know, you can drop a drink on it and not freak out. Oh my gosh, I got to clean it up. It's 100% waterproof.
Do I need to put leveling compound down?
I mean, if there are low spots, right? I mean, a good flooring contractor is going to come in with a very long straight edge to kind of get a sense like, oh, there's a little bit of a dip here. They'll use a product called GIF Set to kind of level it all off a little bit. And, then they'll get that substrate going. As long as it's solid underneath there, my recommendation is that you consider doing a luxury vinyl, which I think you'll see will do a nice job. Thanks so much for the phone call. I want to see if I can get one more call in here before we take a break. This is Gary, who is in New Jersey. Hey, Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for having this program. I listen to it as often as I can. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate you listening. How may I help you?
I am putting some new doors inside my house, and I don't know if I measured one out of eight doors wrong or if the manufacturer goofed, but the door is a quarter of an inch too big. And
too big which
I'm
way?
Looking at the,
too big which way?
Too wide.
Okay. Now,
too wide.
Are you going into an existing opening?
Yeah, I took the entire door out, so I'm down to the frame.
Oh, you're down. Okay, so, but in other words, you took the entire jamb and everything out.
Yes.
So this is a pre-hung door.
Correct.
Okay. And what I'm looking at now are the 2x4s that surround this opening?
Correct.
Okay. And is it drywall or plaster on either side of that?
Drywall.
Okay. So let's do this. What kind of tools do we have? Do we own a reciprocating saw?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to start at the floor and measure up about, okay, so you got 6'8". So measure up about every foot, put a horizontal line across that opening and take your sawzall and make a cut and go in about a half of an inch. You got an inch, you got more than likely you got two 2x4s there around these openings, but even if you just have one, it's okay. Go in every 6 inches with a half inch in with the sawzall. And then you're going to take that like your Han Solo lightsaber and get in there and slice down and take a half inch out. Do that on the hinge side of the door to slide that in. Shim it, be careful, and then trim it and don't tell anybody. It'll be our little secret, all right? But the reason that you want to, put those horizontal lines in there, it gives you a reference point as you're going, oh, I'm going too deep. And if you gouge it a little bit, it's not the end of the world. But it buys you a little bit of space that you can slide this thing in, shim it, and go. But do it on the hinge side if you can, okay?
Understood.
You got it. Good luck.
Terrific. Thank you. Have a good day now.
You too. I appreciate you calling this morning. That's how it works. 877-213-4-LOU. 877-213-4568. We'll take a break and be back right after this.
Just a minute. I have to tell you, I went to Menards.
Yeah.
And I got a hold of a guy in the paint section. And he said, oh, I listen to Lou Manfredini all the time. And don't get anything else because you won't be satisfied because Lou told you so.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw.
877-213-4-LOU is the phone number. Good morning, everybody. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. How can I help you this morning?
But I still wake up. I still see a ghost.
You know, we've been featuring these farm stories in the morning that our daughter Carmen has been putting together and kind of coming up with different ideas about what's going on in and around the farm. And I like doing those early in the morning here, thinking that we've got some ag people out there listening. So here's our farm story for this morning. Take a listen.
If buying your weekly carton of eggs from the grocery has gotten too easy for you, you may want to visit Happy Acre Farms in Montague, Michigan for a challenge. Owner Leslie Bond Streicher offers you the chance to take home her chickens and see for yourself how exactly you get your food. And it's no yoke. Besides raising chickens, cows, pigs, horses, peacocks, and turkeys, Leslie offers folks the opportunity to, what she calls, rent a chicken. It's just like renting an apartment, only there's a lot more dirty work and even more clucking. Rent a Chicken is a 6-month poultry adoption program where you pay to take home and care for some of Leslie's many laying hens. Leslie sets you up with everything you'll need, including 2 to 4 hens, a chicken coop, food, and whatever else could come in handy. From there, she takes you through step-by-step care and responsibilities. And after that, the rest is up to you. Leslie has had many takers over the last 3 years Rent-A-Chicken has been in business. Folks have either left the experience ready to raise some of their own or happy to have a return date. Either way, it's a great learning experience and takes one thing off your weekly grocery list, even though the trade-off isn't exactly fair. But if you're up for the challenge to really earn your eggs, Happy Acre Farms is the place to go. And who knows? Your bacon could be next.
Very nice. Thank you. I love that. Rent a chicken. That's not a bad idea. 877-2134-LOU. 877-213-4568. Let's talk to Bernie in Delray Beach, Florida. Hey, Bernie. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
How can I help you, sir?
A truck broke down in front of my house several days ago. And after they towed the truck away, I noticed an oil stain in the street, just at the end of my driveway, mm-hmm. in the asphalt. I don't know if it's oil or tranny fluid, but I'm wondering how I might clean it up. It looks pretty disgusting.
What do you use for when you do your laundry? What brand of detergent?
Well, let me ask.
I can't believe you have to ask.
Tide,
perfect. I want you. Is it liquid or powder?
Liquid.
Okay. Take the liquid Tide out there. You take the liquid Tide out there. It sounds like it's the first time you've ever held a bottle of Tide. I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm kidding. Go out there and pour it full strength on the area where you see the smudge or whatever it is, and scrub that with a brush, and then let it sit there for half an hour, and then take the garden hose and rinse it again. It should neutralize that, but the sooner the better. You said it happened yesterday?
No, it was several days ago.
Okay, all right. Well, it should still go in there. It's a really good trick. Back in the day, I used to, I don't think I'm sure they still make powdered Tide, but it used to be powdered Tide that you did it with, but it'll work with the liquid Tide as well.
And is that the only brand that'll work?
No. What else you got? Okay. What else you got?
I don't know, Dawn or...
Dawn, I mean, you could... Now, the Dawn, if you have the dish soap for Dawn, that could work really well, too, especially the concentrate. That does a really good job on the oil. But the trick is you got to get it on, scrub it, let it sit there for a half an hour so it breaks apart the oil, and then you can go ahead and rinse it, and that should work. I appreciate the phone call. 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Bridget in Christine in Bridgeport. Hi, Christine. There she is. She's hearing me.
Hello.
Yeah, hello there. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
I'm doing great. How can I help you?
Good. I want to put artificial grass in my front yard. I only have a 12-by-8-foot section. It's a typical garden, 4 steps down, just a little area. And we have 2 dogs that run around. And half of my backyard is AstroTurf already, but just the rolls, and mm-hmm. that's their boxing ring. But I'd like to put the thicker stuff. And I saw Home Depot, like the 1-by-1-foot squares, and they interlock with each other.
Right.
But it's a deeper grass. It's not just the carpet.
Right.
What's your thought?
I don't know the specific manufacturer that Home Depot carries, but I am familiar with there's several of them like that interlock. One of the best companies that sort of made the best artificial grass for this is called Synth Lawn, SYNTH. And the fact that you have such a small area, and it's the front of your house and you want it to look really nice, Christine, you may want to do a little investigation if you go down to Florida, it's very popular down there and out on the West Coast too in California. This the company may actually be a California-based company, but it's all about making sure that you're going to take up. Let me ask you this: what's the front yard now? Is it just grass and dirt?
Oh,
and
it's half grass and half dirt, and it's solid.
Got it. Right.
The ground is solid.
So that can
buy it to aerate it.
Yeah, that can be a benefit to you, because then that way when you put down the new synthetic lawn, it'll be nice and smooth and hard.
Right.
But it does need to get cultivated and tined up and then leveled. Are you going to hire Are you going to hire somebody to do this, or are you going to do it?
Definitely. But I can't find anybody.
Yeah. So the biggest issue there is it's going to be a landscape contractor, and it's got to be somebody with a little bit of experience. I mean, quite frankly, it's really just like putting down a puzzle. The stuff that you're describing is a puzzle, but it's the
right.
to have the really good finished look that you're going for. It needs to be the sub work underneath there is the one that has to be done right. And so look around. I tell you what, there's a company or an organization I talk about, the National Association of the Remodeling Industry, NARI, NARI.org. And if you go there and you look at contractors, landscape contractors that are members there, you probably have a really good chance of finding somebody that can do this work for you. It's a smaller job, but the prep work, like anything, is everything. Thanks so much for the phone call. Bumping up against time here. Lou Manfredini here, House Smarts Radio. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Now back to Lou Manfredini.
How can I help you, sir?
We're debating on putting in a tankless system. Now, I don't know anything about tankless. Can you help me, sir?
Sure. Well, they don't have a tank.
He's taking your calls live.
Where are you getting this kind of radio? Nowhere.
Right here on House Smarts Radio. Sweet dreams are
made of the end. Welcome back. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. Let's go back to the phone lines. It's Craig calling in from Palatine. Hey, Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Lou, and thank you for all of your recommendations. My wife and I appreciate the wet and forget and the ant protection and installing a chimney liner. So,
wow.
Thank you so much.
That's awesome. I love all that. That's great. Now, let me ask you the question of the day. What kind of laundry detergent do you use at your house?
Oh, gosh.
Okay, this is a problem. This is like a total stereotype when I ask a man what kind of laundry soap, and then this is the second guy that had to ask and guess.
Yep, my wife prefers to do it, believe it or not, so I don't get close to that.
Lindsay, do you think that David knows? Yeah.
I don't even know what kind David uses.
Oh, right. You don't, right. You.
You guys do
separate laundry. That's right. Okay, never mind. Well, that's a whole other therapy session. How can I help you this morning, Craig?
So, two questions. Home security system. My son and his lovely wife have bought their first home in New Orleans.
Nice.
And it's a four-year-old, you know, single family,
mm-hmm.
one story, and when they're gone, he wants to be sure that they have some protection there.
Mm-hmm.
And the second is for us here, we have 10 of us neighbors in a townhome complex with brick paver patios and stairs, and we're looking to install handrails for all of us. We're all getting older, so.
Right.
Obviously, you can't drive into a brick paver for this lack of stability with it.
Well, so, okay. So let me start with the with your issue with the railing. With the brick pavers, what you'll do is you're going to get an iron contractor to come out and do a rail, whether it's in aluminum or wrought iron, whatever it is. They're going to take up several of the brick pavers. And they're going to dig down to put a footing for these posts. And then more than likely, you're going to have a brick contractor come back and recut and reinstall the brick around the poles that they put in. So from a standpoint of stability, which is very important, that is completely attainable even with a brick paver issue. And you could certainly... accomplish that no problem. So you're looking for railing contractors that can come out and do this kind of work. What kind of lineal footage would you say you need?
So the patios generally are 10 by 14. It's just a two-step down from the house, actually. Three steps, if you count the step out of the house
right.
to the top of the brick paver stairs.
Do you have a pen or a pencil? Because I have a really good friend of mine who's been in this business for a very long time, and they would definitely be somebody that you could call.
Great.
The company, it's in the Chicagoland area, Chicago's Finest Ironworks.
Okay.
But they're actually a Southside company. Okay. And the number is 708-895-4484. Now, on your son's house, I have to tell you, probably the past 2 years now, I swapped out. We had an alarm system in our house forever, and I couldn't. The alarm contractor that I had at the time, you know, I wanted to do some sort of internet-based thing because I didn't want a phone line, and it was a long story. But I ended up switching to the Ring, R-I-N-G, alarm and camera system. And I could not be happier with how the system works. And this is something, it's an Amazon company, but you can buy it. Well, you can either buy it via Amazon or there's other vendors as well. There's a brain box that you buy, and you can connect sensors to all. This is like a do-it-yourself thing for your son that is could not be any easier because everything is wireless. And this hooks up to your internet service, but it also has a cellular backup built in. And I believe for professional monitoring for the entire year, it's like $125. And when you go with that professional monitoring, it allows you to connect basically as many cameras if they want. So let's say they want to do one of those doorbell cameras in the front or the back. It allows you to connect as many cameras as you want and have their cloud service, which stores all of the video that they could possibly store. And so from a, you know, we see it all the time on the news, right? People are like, oh, here's a camera, a security camera. It's part of, you know, neighborhood security systems now. There's a bunch of different makers of this. I have personal experience with this Ring system. And I got to tell you, the other thing, too, is I can activate or deactivate it on my cell phone from anywhere. So if I had a service provider coming to the house, I can unlock the door or deactivate the alarm system and let them in. And then when they leave, I can do the same.
That'll be perfect. And yeah. By the way, my wife handed me a note. It's the Nellie's laundry soap.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Look at that. That is, so you're it's more eco-friendly over at your house. I like that.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Be well, sir. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. Let's see if we can get one more call in right before we have to say goodbye. This is Carol, who's in Brooklyn. Hi, Carol.
Provider coming to the house.
Oh, there she is. Come on, Carol. Come on, Carol. Carol, we need you, Carol.
Let them in.
It's so we can hear the show again, and then it's like our own little podcast.
No, she wants to know. She's got rats. The city's been doing a lot of digging.
Oh, Carol.
Oh, there she is.
Carol, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Good morning. I have a problem. I'm in this city, and the city's doing a lot of digging for water mains and sewer lines. And after decades of not seeing anything, I have rats.
Oh, yeah.
And so has the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I started paying someone monthly, and it seemed like the food that they were, the bait, was bringing more rats. So
right.
I stopped, and now there are, because they're coming by my house, the construction, it's even more so. How can I get another company that will kill the rats? Or I've read about dry ice.
Well, I mean, so this is a big issue, right? Because they're all hanging out in the sewer lines and the water mains and areas. And so they're just...
And in my garden.
Right. So they're...
My garden.
Right. They're just disrupting where they've been living. And, you know, the thing is, you just haven't seen them, but they're there. The thing is, with the bait, you're right. It will attract more of them. The key is that you have to bring the bait away from the house and bait them far away so that you're drawing them there, and you're going to need to do it for like a month, if not a few weeks. Appreciate the phone call. We're bumping up against time. This hour of House Smarts Radio is over, but you can keep calling at 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. We'll take a break and be back right after this.
We all know Lou loves to dish it out.
My wife bought a chip and dip bowl. It had a sticker on the side of it, and she's struggling to get the sticker off. I'm like, here, let me try that. I reach down under the counter. I take the Superzilla, put one little squirt on the sticker. I am not kidding you. I take my index finger, and I go completely off.
But nothing makes me happier than when people dish it right back to him.
How did you go?
Oh, she's giving it back. She's giving it back to me.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Now back to Lou.
Do not let this woman call here again.
On House Smarts Radio.
Take out the papers and the trash.
I don't want that lady calling back ever.
I love that lady.
Oh, my God. I love her, too.
So good.
Welcome back.
Off guard.
House Smarts Radio.
Don't go.
877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. I want to get back to the phone calls real quick because we had a lot of people waiting last hour, and let's see if we can knock some calls out this morning. This is Patricia, who is in Manhattan. Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
Morning.
I called about moving an intercom to another wall, and how expensive would that be? Because they told me it would be, I wanted to know if I could do it any cheaper than $5,000.
Oh, my gosh, $5,000. I'll come there and do it for four. Wait a minute. Okay,
so
where,
I was quoted.
Where is, so is the intercom, this is your speaker that you say, hello, it's Carlton, your doorman. Is that what it is?
Right. It goes to the front. Downstairs.
Okay.
To the entrance.
And where is that right now? By the front door?
No, on my wall.
Yeah, where is it inside your unit?
It's in the kitchen, and it's on a wall that I wanted to take down, but they told me it would be too expensive to take the intercom and move it to another wall.
Really? Okay, and so it isn't that you're moving it to another room. It's that you're just moving it to like another spot in that room.
Right.
And how much is it to move the wall?
Because I wanted to take the wall down to up the kitchen.
Right. Have you seen other people do this in the building?
Yes.
Okay. So chances are that same intercom system in your unit is the same one in everybody else's unit. Now, let me ask you this.
Right.
Let me ask you this.
But the one in my building was done years and years ago.
Understood.
So,
understood. Here's my question. This panel that's in the wall right now, is it like the size of a paperback book, like the speaker thing? Okay.
Yes.
And do you or have you or has anybody taken the cover off to expose the hole in the wall?
No.
So everybody just looked at it and said, $5,000, lady.
Right.
Okay, that's...
So therefore, he said it would be too expensive to move it, so I can't take the wall down.
Okay. Now, we need someone to unscrew that little cover, and if I unscrew that little cover and there's just one wire that comes out of there, which I'm going to bet you $5,000 that it is, then they're just pulling the wool over your eyes. Because that one wire, which probably goes down to the control panel, which then means, you know, so that when you push the button, you can speak to the people down below, and then they speak back up again. It's not like this giant feet of wires. Now, there may be some other electrical things in there, but if they're just saying the intercom, this is all low-voltage stuff that is easy to move, and you need, if not a second opinion, a third opinion.
So right.
Who have you been talking to? Like contractors to do this work? Like
that was one contractor.
Okay.
That was the first one I had.
That contractor does not want the work, and that's why they're telling you that. Did you hear me talk about the
I had
go ahead.
I had that feeling.
Right. It's, you know, It is. It's the age old thing. Oh, hey, lady. No, it's going to be $5,000 to move the intercom. I'm not an electrician, and I could move the intercom. So that is the least of your worries. Now, the structural aspect of the whole thing, certainly that has to be considered. And, the other thing that could be is there plumbing in that wall? I mean, I don't know any of this. I mean, those are things that need to be determined.
There's no plumbing.
Let me ask you this. Do you have
what there is in the wall, another thing is that's in the wall, is a fuse box, which I need to change to...
And is
you know, the other one.
It's going to be a panel, like what's with breakers, but is that going to stay in that spot?
No, I wanted to move that.
Okay, now that is going to be expensive to move, not the intercom.
Oh.
Because all the if you have your own panel in your unit, and maybe this is where, maybe there's a discrepancy in what you're telling me and what they told you. The electrical panel, there's all kinds of pipes and wires that go into that. And to move that would be very expensive. That I could see costing $5,000.
To a circuit breaker. They wanted to move it.
Correct.
They wanted to move it to a circuit breaker.
Right. But if they're going to physically move the location of the panel to another spot, that could easily cost $5,000, not the intercom.
Okay.
So perhaps maybe there's a little bit of a misunderstanding between what they told you and what has to happen, but I would get some second opinions on this and get some other contractors to come out and, and at least give you other estimates on things that you can do in that home. Thanks so much for the phone call. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. I know it's a little early, but maybe we take a quick break and then we'll be back right after this.
Hey, being a homeowner ain't easy. I mean, at least not for me, which is why people like me are grateful for people like Lou.
Hey, John, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
G-L-O-R-I-A. This is Gloria.
Hi, Lou. God, I've been thinking about you all week.
Really?
Who's taking your calls live right now?
Lou, I've got an older furnace with a crack in the heat exchanger.
I know you get this question a lot.
I've got a simple question you can use your opinions on.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Child, things are gonna welcome back. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. This is Marty in Glenview. Hey, Marty.
Hello, Mr. Fixit.
How are you? Good morning. How can I help you?
Well, Mr. Fixit, I got a question. First of all, it's a pleasure to speak with you. And I'm driving up to a vacation home in Saugatuck, Michigan that I'm renovating.
Nice.
And biggest renovation I did was I had the contractor take out a wood-burning fireplace. And I'm replacing it with a direct vent gas fireplace. And the reason I did this is when they built the house 25 years ago, they didn't encase the smokestack in the wall. So it was just, it was visible going all the way up to went up two stories.
Wait.
It ran in front of the windows that face Lake Michigan. So it was crazy. You know, you'd be on the second story looking out and your vision was blocked by the smokestack. So he took that out. Everything was just fine. And it's been about a month and a half. And so he was up just now. The other day going to repair the ceiling, and as he was doing that, he looked over a little bit, and it's not a popcorn ceiling, but it's like the swirls in the that they put on the
right,
and it looked kind of it looked brittle. So he kind of went over there with his scraper. He's like, okay, this stuff's falling right off. This looks like some water damage. So he ended up scraping about a 2-foot diameter ring of water damage. And you can tell that the drywall was brittle. So, of course, I just don't want to patch that, thinking I got a leak up there.
Right.
So I had him open it up. And you can see a little bit of water damage on the rafters. And here's the question. He sees a big, long nail which he says is from the roof jack when the roofers were putting a new roof on 7 years ago. And he says the water's coming in through there. And I'm like, well, that doesn't make sense because that nail would be under the flap of the shingle. And I'm thinking it's more of the, he disrupted the flashing of the frame of the chimney that's still in place when he took out the old smokestack. And now, so I guess my question is, you know, do you think that the water, if the flashing was disrupted, and it's a gabbro roof, so it's a, it's on an angle.
Right.
Would I have a great more deal of water damage closer to the frame, or is it possible that it's just coming in right at that little nail hole and that's it?
I mean, the nail hole thing, the nail doesn't, that doesn't make me think that that's where it's all coming from based on the description of what you just said about the amount of damage that was there. I mean, a little drip, 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 sure, but if everything is so brittle, my estimation would be it's more of a flashing issue like you described, because then, you know, that can be, there can be some sort of step flashing that's kicked out a little bit, and then in a heavy rainstorm it's kind of pouring in there that is causing that. The one nail thing, you know, more than likely, even if that, as you mentioned, it's probably under the shingle, A, and B, you know, it fits inside the wood, and the wood sort of seals up around the nail, you know what I mean? And while it could get wet, it wouldn't be buckets of water that would cause this kind of damage. You said all this work was done how long ago?
About 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, no, that doesn't wash with me. It's got to be more of a flashing issue. Now, the guy that's doing this work is not the roofing contractor, correct?
Correct. Yeah, the roof's about 7 years old.
Yeah, I think probably the wisest thing for you to do would be to get the roofing contractor back, and not that this is, you know, their issue, but at least to go up there and inspect it. And it would make sense to me that they would say, oh yeah, look, there's this issue right here with this flashing. We got to tighten this up a little bit, and you should be good to go. You need to get that addressed before you, you know, obviously patch up and finish anything on the painting side.
Right. And what I'm going to do right now when I get up there in about a half an hour, with him there, we're going to take a garden hose and kind of start at that nail hose and go up to see if we can recreate the leak.
Perfect.
And get up all the way to the flashing.
Yeah. And I'll tell you this, too, that, you know, like if you cannot get it to leak with the garden hose, because sometimes there's not enough volume of water from the garden hose, but how you're describing it, I bet you'll do it. But if you have a 5 gallon bucket, I would get a 5 gallon bucket up there, and really, if you get up to the flashing and like, man, I can't get it to leak, go a little bit above that safely and dump the 5 gallons of water to get more of a volume of water to see if you can get it to leak.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Very good. Yeah, because he started to talk, well, I'll rip up some of these shingles and replace them. I'm like, what?
No.
I don't think that's the problem.
The shingles are all lying flat and they look like they're in decent shape. It, you know, look, when you talk to most roofing contractors and they talk about leaks, 90% of the time when they get a leak, it's due to a flashing detail, and that's where they solve and find the problem. So you got your work cut out for you. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's go over to Elmhurst, where Dominic is on the line. Hey, Dominic, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I have a question for you. I have a colored concrete patio, and it has about a 2-foot border on the outside that's dark brown.
Okay.
So I used a concrete sealer on it late last season, and it's developed a white film over the dark brown concrete.
Yeah.
Is there a product I could use to help renew that color?
It's probably due to a little bit of the, you know, the sealer pulling up a little bit of the saltpeter that's in the concrete and the chemicals inside there. Before you do anything on the color, take some CLR and a bucket of warm water and do like a gallon of water and maybe a cup of CLR in a bucket. and then use a brush or a broom and try and scrub this little film off and see if it helps to neutralize that film. Let that dry and see what's there. The issue with the sealer is if we try to put some color on there, depending on how you know, consistent the sealer is, you may not get any kind of penetration. I was mentioning, I think it was last week, Rust-Oleum makes a restore product for both concrete and for deck, old synthetic decks. I think it's called Refresh, Restore, Rust-Oleum Refresh or something. It's under their Rock Solid brand. And that you can use on concrete, but again, I'm worried about the sealer that it won't allow it to absorb, and you may get a little flaking on there. I would try cleaning it first with with that CLR mixture in water and see if that helps.
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213. Yeah, I think it's called Restore. I think that's what it's called. Restore,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And it's both for concrete and for old synthetic decking. So if you had the newer synthetic decking has like a almost like a coating over the top of it, like a golf ball, you can't use it on that. But if you have, I have old Trex decking on the back of my home where the consistency of the color is all the way through. It's a brown. Although I have to tell you, the color on the back steps of my house look great. It has not faded whatsoever. And I've never had to use it other than I've done some demos on the product, and it does a really nice job. So check that out. Go to rustoleum.com. All right, when we come back after, it's 7:30. We're going to talk to these guys. I was looking at a builder magazine, and there was a bunch of different new products for homes. And one of the things I know for a challenge for us is residential lifts. You know, like if you're wanting to get to a second floor or maybe even installing an elevator, residential elevator in your home, that would be kind of cool. I think if I had a big old house now and I was doing it, I would install an elevator. We're going to learn more about that coming up after WGM News. So we'll take a break and we'll be back right after.
We're tuned in to Lou, your favorite handyman, right here on House Smart Radio.
Welcome back to House Smart Radio. Lou Manfredini here with you. All right, for many of us, aging in our homes is something that we want to do. And many times there are modifications that we can make to make life a little easier, whether it's installing grab bars or maybe widening doors. I know for many of us, we may be considering, you know, selling the home and moving into a ranch house. But if you like your home and you want to stay in it, there are solutions that will allow you to stay put. Joining me on the phone line from a company called Garaventa Lift is Jason Ratalik and Anton Donets. Both of them are with me this morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for having us.
Good morning.
Jason, let me start with you. Tell me a little bit about your company and what it is you folks do.
Sure. So Garaventa Lift is a worldwide leader in accessibility for both home and public buildings. We started back in 1928 when we built our first cable car, and today we operate 5 factories and 12 retail branches worldwide.
Wow. I am familiar with your lifts. I've seen that name in a lot of public and commercial buildings. Anton, can you describe some of those types of lifts and accessibility products that you guys make on the commercial level?
Absolutely. So Garaventa is actually one of the leaders for accessibility, both commercially and residentially. And so they provide platform lifts, vertical platform lifts, incline platform lifts, elevators, limited use, limited application elevators, and other things like seat lifts for the public to use.
I was looking at a builder magazine where you folks were, your company was featured. I have had the opportunity as a home builder years ago to build a home, and we put a residential elevator in a home. It was not your brand, but what I find very interesting is when you go to your website, you're very upfront and honest about pricing, and you even kind of give people a range on pricing. Installing a residential elevator, while it's not, you know,
$25, is not as expensive as you would think. In particular, if you're looking to maintain some sort of aesthetic integrity inside the home, and obviously there's some structure involved in there, but these things are beautiful and can really be a solution for people.
Exactly. The home elevator is where accessibility meets luxury, so it can be as nice as you want to make it. There's many finishes that we offer standard and lots of customization as well, so you can really have the elevator match your personal style.
Yeah, I love that. Jason, when it comes to in a residential application where you've got a typical family or people living in a home that has a staircase, is the installation of a platform lift in a residential home super involved? Is this something that you folks can come in and assess as far as what's involved to do that? And can you kind of give me a range, perhaps in pricing, about what something like that would cost?
Well, the platform lifts are designed to take a single user in a wheelchair up the stairs. And we have employees in both our branches. We have offices in both Antioch and Peoria. And they'd be happy to do an in-home consultation on anyone who wants to install any lift in their home. So we offer a complete turnkey solution. So price ranges for those, they start at about $15,000 installed, and they can vary depending on what kind of customization you need, whether you have curved stairs or straight stairs. Landing situation is like at the upper and lower landing. So most solutions end up being a custom solution based upon...
Right. Yeah, I mean, I've seen these, and I mean, many times what I'm amazed at, Anton, you know, maybe you can comment on this, is that while there is mechanical and you know, pieces of metal and things like that that have to go in there, it can be a reserved installation that doesn't necessarily take over the entire staircase for use by others that may still need to use the stairs conventionally, correct?
Yeah, for sure. I'm sorry, I'm not sure I understand the question exactly.
Well, in other words, when we put this thing in there, right, when we install a platform lift, it's going to take up some space, but I'm still able to use the stairs. So let's say that there's one individual that needs to use the platform, but when that's out of the way, I still can use the stairs conventionally, meaning walking up and down, like another person that may live in the home.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The platform lift can actually fold up.
And get out of the way.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I love the fact that you've got local offices and that people can contact you folks for a consultation. How do people get a hold of you to find out more about the products and services that you offer?
So you can get a hold of us online at garaventalift.com, or we have a toll-free number. You can call us at 1-800-787-5907.
Jason Ritalik and Anton Donets, both of them with Garaventa Lift. Gentlemen, thank you so much for getting up with us this morning. I really do appreciate it. You're listening to House Smarts Radio. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Now back to your favorite fixer-upper guy, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
I was doing a little gardening yesterday, planting some flowers. I know I'm a, you know, Mother's Day is the official all clear. Of course, I'd plant the flowers last night. Like, oh, it could get a frost warning tonight. I'm like, oh my gosh. 2 days before, I'm getting, but I was listening to the John Williams show, heard here Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to noon. And then the Wintrust Business Lunch. And he has a Bernadette in his life, his granddaughter's yes. Bernadette. Mm-hmm. When I heard that name, of course, this song went right in my head, which is an awesome song. But anyway, I was listening to The Bright Side of Life, and which is always just the best thing. And one of the things with this pandemic that is making me so excited now, as we're kind of, you know, evolving and coming out of it, is people calling, these grandparents who are coming, I'm going to meet my grandchild for the first time. I mean, it like breaks your heart, and yet... Right. It is the most beautiful thing to think about, right? And I saw a story on the news last night where a daughter who hadn't seen her mother is a critical care nurse in a hospital. So she hadn't seen her mother in almost a year. And this is an adult woman. And they finally reunite with her mother. She's pregnant with their first grandchild.
And goosebumps.
I know. And she comes walking out and she has this cake. Oh, mom, I made it. And she's kind of holding the cake over her tummy and says, Happy Mother's Grandmother's Day on the cake. And she looks at it. And then the look on this woman's face to her daughter, it was just, you know, and she, you know, the classic My Baby's Having a Baby, which is just, you know, of course, I'm watching the news crying.
Crying, right. Singing Five Mr. Little Ducks Went Out One Right. Day.
Quack, 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 quack. It was terrible. I'm like the guy. If you look at my hands that are cut up like crazy from building those stairs, you know, like they couldn't get more manly, and there I'm bawling like a little child, you know, at this thing.
Oh, my gosh. How could you?
We're getting there, and we're getting there. A quick aside. We haven't talked a lot about this, and it really is. It's up to you what you do. I am now fully vaccinated. I know many of us have been vaccinated. I feel really good about that, and I feel like it's something that I'm personally trusting the science and thinking that it's going to help. You can make your own decision, but for me, getting that vaccine, I got the 2-shot Moderna, and you know, like most people, had a little bit of a, you know, was a little groggy the next day after the second one, but I feel good, and we're slowly. You and I on my birthday went out for breakfast. And I mean, we work together every week, but we don't see each other physically a lot. And that's happened with other friends of ours that have been vaccinated now where we're starting. And that, just the act of giving someone a hug is amazing.
Right.
Shaking a hand. And if we can get there, I highly recommend that, you know, if you're on the fence, that you do it. But again, it's your decision. And, you know, I pray that we can end this thing soon. And it certainly seems like the science is hopefully going to help us do that. So I'm pro-vaccination, and that's just my opinion, and I respect your opinion, whatever that might be. 877-2134-LOU, 877-213-4568. This is George in Chicago. Hey, George.
Hey, Lou. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Hey, I was wondering if you had anybody in the city that does anything with steel roofing. I have a thing I'm trying to do with steel roofing on, and I don't... And then, can you
remember? Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a standing seam steel roof. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, it's like I have a shed. It's like 24 feet long. It's like a softbox style roof, and there's no valleys or anything like that. I mean, the wife won't let me tackle it myself.
Yeah,
smart
lady.
I'm gonna need. Well, I don't know, but anyway.
Okay, here's the thing. So it's just a shed.
Yeah, it's just. I mean, it's not the house. I couldn't afford to do the house.
Yeah, How big of an area are we talking about?
Well, it's 24 feet long. The front of it is like 4 foot by 7 foot on the back side of it.
Okay, so it's a pretty good size. Two roofing contractors that I would suggest that you could call that are sponsors on this show: Rogers Roofing. They're actually on the south side, but they work all over the place. And I believe their number is 1-800-NEW-ROOF. And then Lindholm Roofing is it's another number. Hey, Lindsay, can you get me the number of Lindholm Roofing? I'll give you that number too. But they're also I know they both do metal roofs. The issue with the shed being a smaller project like that, you know, the substrates, as you know, building materials are in high demand, and so are you looking for anything crazy in a color, or are you just looking for, you know, blue or something?
Well,
I'm
big on red.
That's a standard when it comes to that. That's not a problem. I mean, but you may be waiting a little bit on there. Do me a favor, keep listening, and I'll get you that phone number for Lindholm Roofing as well, Lindsay's. Oh, here we go. Ready? It's 888.
Got it.
888-476-6337. And those would be two people you could contact.
All right, buddy. I appreciate you.
Have a great day. Appreciate you calling this morning. 877-2134-LOU. 877-213-4568. This is Donna in Roselle. Hi, Donna. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. Good
morning. What's going on?
I have a about my hot water heater.
All right, I need you right inside that phone. Yeah, I need you right inside that phone. You're just turning away. Go ahead.
Wait, I'm sorry. What did you say?
You're perfect right now with your phone. Keep talking.
Okay. I'm actually calling about my hot water heater. I rent a house,
And my hot water heater has been leaking now for probably close to 2 months on this basement floor.
Okay.
And I've contacted my landlord, and he told me that he had two of them in his garage. But then when we asked about it again, his wife said, we're not going to do anything right now. I'm concerned because I looked it up, and it said they could explode if they're leaking.
Well, it isn't anything that, I mean, yeah, they can, and it's going to leak more. How long is your lease?
It's, I don't really have a lease.
Got it.
Actually, I've lived here for 11 years, so.
Okay. Well, and who pays the water bill?
It's well water.
Okay. I mean, eventually this thing is going to go, and if it bursts, or, you know, to your point, if it explodes, right, is going to just explode and water is going to go all over the floor. So they're going to have a huge mess on their hands. I mean, the fact that they're not, you're in a tough spot without a lease. Okay. You have certain rights as a tenant that you can apply based on the law. And the fact that you don't have a lease makes that a little bit more difficult to do. Now, do you know where it's leaking? At the bottom? Is it leaking from a valve? Has anyone even come to look at the thing?
He finally, after about 3 weeks, came to look at it. And he said, first he said it was coming from some hose that hangs down on the side. And then he felt underneath. Guess how old it is? It's 33 years old.
Okay.
So that's, I think, pretty old for a hot water heater,
I don't know. I mean, so I mean, from a standpoint of, yes, it should be replaced. Is it a safety issue? I mean, ultimately, yes. But if it does burst and explode, or, you know, explodes a incendiary word, but it will just leak all over the floor, and then you'll have no hot water, and the water will just run and run and run, and then the fact that they have a well means that the pump, you know, what if you're away at work and it runs for 8 hours? Well, then it blows the pump in the well. I mean, you know, all of these things can happen. It seems a little irresponsible as a landlord that if you've got this old water heater and if, quote, they have a couple in the garage they can replace them with, you know, it would certainly seem more prudent to replace it. I mean, it all depends on how hardball you want to be.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It all depends on how hardball you want to be. You can say I'm not going to pay my rent because I'm concerned about my safety, but I don't know what your relationship is with the landlord. The fact that you've been there 11 years, I mean, I am a landlord, and when you've got long-term tenants like that, you tend to try and take care of them, and you know, that's something that you just need to address with them. But it should absolutely be replaced. And you should, you know, really sort of demand it. And gosh, as a building owner, it's just smart business. I don't know what else to tell you. Thanks so much for the phone call. I really do appreciate it. 7:55 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. Our phone number is 877-213-4-LOU. Let's see if we can get a quick call in here. This is Marlene in Arlington Heights.
Hello.
Hi, Marlene.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What can I do for you?
I was calling to see if you can help me with regard to finding a carpet cleaner. I have wall-to-wall carpeting in the living room, dining room area, stairs and hallway. And there are some spots definitely that need to be taken care of and cleaned. And I know that there are steam type and then there's chemical type. Do you happen to know?
Oh my gosh, I don't just have a carpet cleaning company for you. I have the best carpet cleaning company for you in the whole wide world.
Do you have
a pen or a pencil?
I certainly do.
You're going to call Executive Green Carpet Cleaning.
Executive Green Carpet Cleaning.
And their phone number is 63.
Do you have their number?
I do. 630-990-8600. 630-8600. Yep, 990-8600.
Have you used them yourself?
I've used them several times, and so have so many WGN listeners who have been so happy with it They're just a family-run company with really hardworking people that'll do a very nice job for you. ExecutiveGreenCarpetCleaning.com is their website. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's time now for WGN Radio News.
Hey, we all have that love-hate relationship with our homes, right?
There's so much electricity in this house. I can't even comb my hair. It stands out like I just stuck my finger in an electric socket.
But you've got to be nice to your house.
In frustration, I banged that box in my fist and the heat started again. And I thought, oh, I fixed it.
Then it will be nice to you.
But now I'm hopping up on my bed and hitting it with a baseball bat.
So if you're looking for other ideas, now's the time to call Lou. He's taking your calls live right here on House Smarts Radio.
Hey, how you doing, baby? You look mighty fine. I figured I might come your way and roll up on you with that golden ticket.
I wish you could see Don Kleppen dancing in the newsroom right now. 877-213-4-LOU.
He's just filming a TikTok.
He just sent it in a TikTok.
I just learned it. That's a dope beat.
Don, I was listening to you. 877-213-4-LOU. I was listening to you. I think you were on with John Williams. John was talking about fungible something.
Oh, right? Yeah, non-fungible tokens, the NFTs.
Non-fungible tokens. And he, like most of us, we're all super confused about non-fungible tokens. But then you just, like, without even missing a beat, you're like, oh, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. And you just kind of threw this out there. And he was amazed that you were like, well, you know, I did a little research.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I was caught off guard. I mean, I didn't know what he was going to be talking about. But I did, you know, I'm just like some others with all this activity and sort of, you know, in this new field of cryptocurrencies and like, and the NFTs and all the money that's being thrown around, I wanted to look into what it is. And yeah, I'm still pretty confused, but it is interesting.
Yeah. My oldest son, Quinn, a while ago, there's some company, you know, so I love cars, right? Like I love classic cars and that kind of stuff. Like if you look at the things that I follow on Instagram and Twitter, the vast majority of them are like different customized car places, and I'm always looking at that stuff. It's really kind of cool. There's some company that allows you to own a portion of a classic car. So it was like pre this fungible token type of thing, right? So in other words, if there's like a 57 Chevy, whatever it is, you can buy a share of this car and then you would own it. And my son's like, Dad, you got to do this. You love cars and this and that. I go, but do I get to drive the car?
Right.
And he goes, no. I go, then why do I want to own a car that I can't drive?
Totally.
Right? Which is like this whole fungible thing that's super confusing.
It's like owning a penguin at the zoo.
Right.
Yeah. I can go wave to it with everybody else.
Or being a stockholder for the Green Bay Packers.
True. Yeah.
Ooh, right.
Yeah. No, that's a fair point. Actually, the shareholders, we do get to go to the holders meetings, but it's like, you know,
are you a shareholder?
Yes, I am. And
right. Do they, when you walk into Lambo, oh, Mr. Kleppen, come on in. They have no idea who you are.
Nope. Nope. As a matter of, yeah, I'm kept behind, you know, the velvet rope, just like everybody else.
Right. So the Packers have been doing the non-fungible tokens forever. And the cheeseheads up there are like, yeah, hey there, I'll buy that stock. And it's like, it's just a moneymaker.
Yeah, that's a fair point. They totally they did that in like 2010 when they were trying to revamp their South End Zone. They did some share sales and people bought them. That's a fair point.
And that South End Zone looks fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good. Yeah, it is. That's the NFTs, the originals.
Yeah, right. Well, coming up, I just played that little rejoin where the lady talks about how there's so much electricity in her house that her hair stands up on her end. And so I don't want to. Oh, did you just do that right now? Right.
I did.
So
how do I look?
Joe and wait, hold on. Joe and Don, I'm going to go out on a limb to say you don't use a blow dryer to blow your hair.
Never have.
Not in a while.
Not in a while.
No, I mean, I tried it a little bit. When I had the long hair during quarantine, I tried it once, but it's not like I needed to do it.
Okay. I'm going to tease you that after 8:30 this morning, our Noodaloo 2 is a blow dryer, okay? But I'm going to set it all up for you after 8:30.
that ladies and gentlemen, if you're someone that uses a blow dryer, this Noodaloo 2 is going to change your life.
Nice.
Sounds like someone's using a blow dryer back there.
Mm-hmm. Right. They're hot. They're so hot.
So hot.
I can't even be near them.
I know. 877-2134-LOU. 877-2134-568 is our phone number. This is Eileen, who's in Barrington. Hi, Eileen.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Well, I have to tell you, you're an amazing guy, number one, and Lizzie too. But I had Linda Vincini here because when I was opening the damper to my fireplace when we had those cold days recently, I noticed like little pink chips were falling into my fireplace box. And I thought, well, this is odd. And because of you guys, I called Linda Vincini and they came right out, looked at it, took a video from up top and then pictures from down bottom, showed me what it was. It's called something called spalling.
Right.
And they told me exactly how it happened, told me exactly what needed to be done, and they had came out lickety-split. Masonry was taken care of, and they put a stainless steel liner in, and they explained everything to me. Their office was amazing. Alan was the salesperson that came out. He was incredible. So I just wanted to say thank you, because I didn't know what I was doing.
That's so nice
to
hear.
Secondly, I make a pasta dish that we call Manfredini.
No way.
I swear, every Sunday, I make rigatoni with sautéed spinach, a little ricotta, and then I make my Sunday gravy. And we do a little bit of garlic, a little bit of onion, and then lots of parm, and we toss it up, and we're like, Manfredini pasta.
Wow, I love that. That sounds delicious.
It is delicious. I'll make it for you sometime. But thank you on two fronts. Lindemann did an incredible job, so I really, really, really appreciate your help on that.
It's so kind of you to call and to say that. Thank you so much, and I look forward to enjoying the pasta with you at some point. 877-213-45. If we could only get her to do the pasta so we could go down to Tony, who's on Marco Island. Hey, Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Got a question for you.
Yep.
We just purchased a condominium here, and the master... In our master bathroom, there's a walk-in shower. It has a tile floor with a center drain. And it's fairly steep and a little slippery. I was wondering...
Wait. What's fairly steep? You mean when you're standing in the shower, the angle that goes down to the drain?
The pitch, yes.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's not crazy steep, but it's a little steeper than I would like. And I was just wondering if there's something I can, like, paint on or process where I can make it a little bit more, I don't know if this is even a word, grittier.
Mm-hmm. What is the floor? Is it like a mosaic tile?
No, they're large tiles. They're like 12 by 16 or 12 by 18 tiles.
Hmm. So there is a clear coating that is like an anti-slip coating that Rust-Oleum makes that you can spray on. It's not forever, though. I mean, you would have to clean the tile really well, and then you would spray this on, and it would create that grit that you're looking for. Let me ask you this. How big... It's funny that you talk about the pitch like that it's so steep. So it's like almost uncomfortable to walk on.
Well, it's not that big to walk around in, first of all.
Got it.
I mean, it slopes to a center drain.
Yeah.
And it's a smooth tile, so it is slippery.
Yeah.
And you know, we've quit using bar soap in there.
Oh,
but,
sure.
You know, if you get soap on the floor, it's a little slippery.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to see if there was something we could do.
Mm-hmm. So there's a couple of other options. The spray-on thing I'm not thrilled with it, because the minute you wipe it up, or, you know, and under the extreme water, it's not going to last. Are you familiar with a product called Sport Court?
No.
Okay. So there's a couple of options here. It's a plastic. It has a little bit of a texture to it, and it is. If I held it up, it would look like a piece of Lorraine Swiss cheese.
Okay.
You with me? And it clips together.
Yep.
You can buy a few of these panels, and they even make a border So in other words, if you've got an area here that is, you know, I don't know, 3 feet by 3 feet, you could make a 3 feet by three foot thing that you would set right on top of the tile. It would just sit there. But the water would pass through. Now, this would be the type of thing that you would occasionally have to lift up and clean underneath there, just kind of wipe it off because there might be some soap residue, whatever. But it will keep you, it will follow the contour of the floor that's there, and the water will drain through. It probably even catch a little hair every now and then that you'll have to clean up over the drain, but then it'll be non-slip. There are also wood decking panels that you can buy that are 1 foot by 1 foot that have a plastic base on the bottom, and it's like a almost like a teak wood or an ipe on top, so it's very resilient to water hitting it. And you could clip that together and stand on that to keep that to be non-slip. I mean, is this a condo you're going to be living in 7 days a week, or is it something you're going down there every now and then?
Right now it's now and then, but sooner or later it's going to be forever.
Yeah, so I mean, when it comes to forever, then you may have to think about replacing the tile on the floor.
Sure.
Right? But right.
Now this sport court, is that like a film or is that a hard?
It's a hard piece of tile. It's like a 12 inches by 12 inches. If I took it in my hand and I hit you in the head, you'd go, ow. But it clips together.
How do you cut that?
With a jigsaw or with a, you could cut, okay. You could cut it with a circular saw. But I mean, you know, they do make a board, they make a border. So, I mean, if it were me and I was doing it, I'd buy enough tiles that it'd be like, okay, well, I don't have to go wall to wall, right? I could just be, I just, even if you just needed it, if you went four tiles, right, then you'd be 2 foot by 2 foot, or maybe it's three tiles, whatever it might be. But then put the border around it that clips on, so it's got like a little taper to it, so it looks a little nicer. You know what I mean?
Right.
Is there a, is there a Mrs. Tony?
Yes, there is.
All right. So are you are you close to your condo? Are you close to my favorite place I like to go see the sunset at Quinn's on the Beach?
Yes, we are.
Oh, go have a cocktail at Quinn's on the Beach. Perfect. Go have a cocktail at Quinn's on the Beach and think of us.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate it. Did I ever tell you the story about Quinn's on the Beach when we went down to Florida and we went there for happy hour? This was before we were all married. We drove to Florida, Mike and Chris and Mary Beth and I, and it was happy hour. And it was blue crab claw season, right? And they're like, oh, happy hour. Drinks, you know, like whatever it was, you know, two for one. And, you know, we're in our 20s. So we're like, I will take 10. And they're like, oh, we got these blue crab claws, which we thought were included in the happy hour price. And then when we got all done, they're like, okay, here's your bill. And it was like $264, which I'm pretty sure was all the money that we had. We thought that these were part of the happy hour. And they're like, oh, no. That was just the two for one drinks. So live and learn. Good place, though. Quinn's on the
It
beach.
Is a good place. I've been.
You have?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I knew that. All right. How about this? How about you tell me about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet?
Thanks, Lou. Never, ever did we imagine spending as much time in our kitchens as we did in 2020. If that experience left you longing for more workspace efficiency or just an updated style that inspires, then get to the edge. Kitchen and bath inside Builder Supply Outlet. With a huge selection of cabinets, tile, flooring, and hardware options, their design teams can show you how to transform your kitchen into one you love and love spending time in. For affordable design that inspires, go to BuilderSupplyOutlet.com. You're listening to Lou Manfredini. Here he is now on How Starts Radio.
Where's the postman? Ooh, baby, welcome back. 877-2134-LOU. 877-213-4568. This is Jay who's in Morris. Hey, Jay.
Hey, good morning.
How may I help you, sir?
I'm in a tractor. Hang on just a second while I stop.
All right, good.
My son's looking at a house in the Boston area, and it's built in 1912. It has lead paint. The realtor originally said that the paint had been remediated We got the test, and they sanded some doors and basically just painted over them 17 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We've been told that that lead paint will continue to dust and cause the trouble, and they have two small children. I just wanted to get your opinion.
Well, it won't continue to dust if it's encapsulated. I mean, the issue with lead paint is that if it's encapsulated, meaning that they've painted over that and they've covered the surface, it's not going to dust. It's not going to come through there. The real issue with small children is if the paint were to peel and the child were to ingest the paint chips, that's where the real trouble is. I mean, any old...
Well,
go ahead.
We were also told that any friction surface, like the door frames and things, when they open and close the door, if it wears off the paint, then it creates a lead dust. I was thinking the only way to fix it is just remove all of the wood. I mean, you could scrape it and sand it, but it'd be cheaper to replace the door.
Probably. I mean, I think that everything that you just said is true, but I also think that on the worry factor, it's a minimal risk. And how old are these children?
8 months and 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is... In any older house, especially if we're in Boston, you're going to find a lot of old houses. And so unless it's new construction, anything built before 1978 probably has lead paint. And if it's encapsulated and you keep track of it, I think it's fine. If your son is going to buy this house and, you know, your recommendation, and I don't think it's a bad recommendation, but if you want to eventually replace the doors, it's not critical that that has to happen right away. A little bit of that dusting, if it were to happen, is such a, it's almost a non-existent risk, in my opinion. You can, there are certainly people that will pile up next to me and say I'm wrong, but I mean, we've been living in these houses, you know, with that house in 1920, what's the water service? Have we considered that? Is it a lead pipe water service coming into the house? Because we've got the same risk there with lead pipe water service coming in as we do with the lead paint. Now, the way that you combat the lead white water service is that you run the tap for half a minute and draw it out and everything's fine. But we can stack up different things on reasons not to buy the house.
Okay.
That makes
sense?
That's
what I was wondering. Thank you.
You got it. Good luck. I appreciate you calling, and I hope that the house all works out well. Okay, when we come back, a very special Noodaloo 2, which is going to have you ladies, which, by the way, Lindsay has already used this morning. And can I just say, you look fabulous.
Love you.
8:30 in the morning, time now for news.
This lady loves Lou.
And I've been listening to you forever. I love you, love you.
This guy, he loves Lou too.
I don't think I missed a show except for when I was out of town.
Yep, another lover.
Good morning. I love your show. I look forward to it every Saturday.
But hey, that's not what this rejoin is about. We're not trying to oversell Lou. I'm just doing like a public service announcement.
You got a lot of love today. This is really good for my ego.
So now you decide for yourself. Back to your host, Lou Manfredini on House Smarts Radio.
What's love got to do?
So what is what is something that during the pandemic you did or had to do that you never thought that you'd have to do? Now, I asked that question of Lindsay and Don and Joe, but PG, I don't want any, you know, crazy stuff. Like, is there something that you did like, wow, I never thought that I... What are you laughing
at? You just censor me like I'm going to say something.
Well, I never know with you. You're, you know, what you talk about that TV show that I told you can't say on the air, and you keep saying it. Same with the dog, right? So is there something that you did like, wow, I never... Like, for the longest time, early on, remember where we couldn't go get haircuts?
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, the people that were in our pod, my brother-in-law, Matt, cut my hair, finally, after probably 3 months with a, you know, like I looked like I was in the Marine Corps. He actually did a very nice job. So that was like nice. One thing. Anything, Don? Like, oh, I never thought I would.
I'm trying to think.
I started using press-on nails.
press on nails.
Oh. Yeah.
You and Joe.
Mm-hmm. I looked real good. They looked great. I said I was never going to get another manicure again because it cost $5.
To press them on.
Yes.
And did they last?
Yes. Now I can't do them because I play the guitar again now that I'm bebopping again. But when I wasn't, they looked very good.
Mine have stayed on just
fine.
Saved
me a lot of money.
Joe's have stayed on. Yep. He doesn't play the guitar.
No, right. No, of course. So, because of my nails.
But hand modeling is on the up and up.
Right. Yeah. Well, so this is something that I did that I never thought that I would do ever in my life. And I've gotten approval to finally come clean with this. I colored my wife's hair.
Whoa.
Wow.
Okay.
I don't even think I knew this.
Finally allowed to come clean with this.
Well, because she was like, you can never tell anybody that you did this. I'm like, why? I go, it's kind of cool. I mean, so our friend Megan, who has cut our hairs, your hair, both of us, for like 30 plus years, we FaceTimed with her. This is months ago. And I had the gloves, and she had dropped off the bottles, and there I am shaking the bottle. And she's like, just do, you know, I'm very good at following instructions. And I'm there, and I'm doing the coloring, and I must say that I did a really nice job.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
That's pretty sweet.
Okay. So.
What a story.
I know. Well, wait. This is leading up to the Noodaloo 2.
If you did a good job, why weren't you allowed to tell anyone?
Well, it was a secret.
Well, I think there was like a whole thing. I never wanted anybody to know that my husband colored my hair. I don't know. Maybe there was something there. Right?
Okay.
No.
Okay.
It wasn't like she came out with pink hair or anything. Not that there's anything wrong
with
pink.
Oh, it looks great. Just don't tell anyone.
Right. I do
what's
love it.
Keep this what's really season,
funny,
honey.
But what's really funny is I've never paid any attention to this now. And now when I'm watching TV or something like that, I'm like, their hair color's not that good.
Oh. Right.
Oh my God, you could see your roots and everything.
Oh, I know. Wow, they really need to do something. I could do better. It's all about working it into the roots, Joe. I think that part of it is think I could be really good at this because I have big hands. And
nice.
So when you're working someone's scalp, you really got to get in there with the color, right?
Totally. And cover the surface area, too.
And cover the surface area, and you got to get it's even. So I was all about consistency. You know, Megan's going, it's fine. No, I'm over here. And I'm like, I'm really working it, right? I'm really, it's sort of like mixing a batter. You know, I like to cook, right? You're getting it all in there.
Right.
Okay. So color the hair, right? So my wife says, oh, my gosh. So now, completely other story. Pre-COVID, if we were going out for an event or something like this, my wife would go to the salon to get a blow dry.
Sure.
Okay. Now, Joe and Don and I were like, really?
A blowout, they're called.
A blowout. Okay. And so she would, right? And so, in other words, her hair was cut, and then she'd come back, and her hair would look fabulous. Like, she'd come back, and we're going out to some event. I'm like, wow, you look great. And she goes, man, if you could learn how to blow out my hair like this, we'll be married forever. Okay, now this is prior to me coloring her hair. So now the coloring of the hair never came up ever as like being married forever because I could color her hair. But the whole thing was this whole blowing out of the hair. If I could figure out how to do that, we'd be married forever. So our Noodaloo 2, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. When you need a new ride, you need a new Chevy. If you're looking to be married for the rest of your life, take a listen.
Each week, Lou brings you the latest, most innovative tools and trends for the home. From sewers to shingles, from kitchens to bathrooms, blowing out your air ducts to blow-drying your hair.
Huh?
That's right. And that is exactly what leads me gracefully into telling you about this week's New to Lou 2. Our featured cool tool this week is a bit different than past tools you may have heard about on this show, but it is a tool and you do use it in your home. Tomato, Tomato, the Revlon One-Step Hair Dryer and Volumizer has been a game-changing tool at the Manfredini's. Rewind to an early winter morning as Lou's wife, Mary Beth, meets her gal pal, Kathy, for a walk. Hi, Kathy. Ready for our walk? Oh, my gosh. How does your hair look so good at 6 a.m.? Well, Mary Beth, let me tell you. Fast forward to today, and Kathy's Wonder Tool is now our new to Lou 2 on a home improvement radio show. The Revlon One Step is a designed hot airbrush that delivers gorgeous volume and a brilliant shine in one single step. And it's become a cult favorite because of its low price and super easy blowout capability. For those of us that blow dry our hair, you know as well as I do that few of us are actually good at using that old brush and blow dryer method together to get that bouncy blown out hair look we pay the salons to do for us. Usually for special occasions, because who can afford that look every day? Sure, there are some people who can successfully accomplish this look at home, but those people are wizards. Well, Dumbledore, you just may have found your magic wand.
You may not like it, Minister, but you can't deny Dumbledore's got style.
The Revlon One Step can get you pretty darn close to that look you're after. DIY style. The tool smooths hair while drying using a combination of nylon and tufted bristles, giving you straight, shiny, bouncy hair with little flicks at the end. It's got a reasonable retail price of $59.99. But wait, don't pay that, because you can definitely find it online and currently at Costco for $35. Still need convincing? We've posted some before and after shots of some of our friends here in the House Smarts Radio crew on Lou's Facebook page, on his Instagram page, and of course at housemartsradio.com. So whether you need an iron pipe or a flat iron, a blowout for your ducks, or a blowout for your hair, Lou has got you covered.
That's this week's
Noodaloo-doo.
Ooh,
la la.
Okay, we need to send that to the Museum of Broadcast Communications, because I think that that will be one of those things where that is some of your best work right there.
That was really good. Really good.
I don't know a
really
lot about
like
home
Joe,
stuff,
Joe, when you did
like
the Dumbledore thing, he and Don were like, oh my God, Dumbledore? What? They were like actually paying attention at that one point.
I was into it.
Okay, and what am I going to say? Okay, this is the thing. There are a lot of home improvement radio shows across the country, a lot of them. Not one of them is talking about a blow dryer today.
No.
And can I tell you, so that whole story about Mary Beth and her friend Kathy is totally true. She ran into her friend Kathy, who's like, oh, I've got an interview. And she says, oh, my gosh, this thing. So then, of course, my wife runs out and buys this Revlon blow dryer. And as you know, because you've known me for a long time, I notice things. And so she came downstairs like the next morning. I'm like, wow, your hair looks really good. Like, I just threw that out there. It's like, oh my gosh. And she told the whole story. And then that led to, we got to drop one off at Lindsay's. And then you did. And then your friend Michelle, it's amazing.
It's a trend. It actually is a trend. After I started Googling this thing, this is like a number one Amazon seller. This is like a cult favorite. This is like a top secret thing.
My wife has one.
Where are you getting this kind of
radio? Who does?
My wife has one.
Allie uses it?
She does.
Yes.
And she has thicker hair, doesn't she?
Yeah. And
we should have gotten a before and after.
Oh, we could have gotten one with Allie.
Well, that's the other thing. I heard that at the end of this fantastic promo that you did, that there's some before and after photos of the House Smarts crew. And I'm waiting to see me and Don on this thing. Are we not on this thing? Or
I don't have a Revlon. Do I need to get one?
We'll get some dropped off for you guys, okay? And then
cool.
We can do the
Thank
before
you.
And after.
Sweet.
See Bertrand texting in. His wife Sharon uses it. It's a phenomenon.
It's all the
You're
rage.
Not getting this kind of radio up and down the dial. Only here on WGN Radio and House Smarts.
It's money.
Look it. So anyway, check it out. Go to housemartsradio.com. You can learn more. And watch, we're going to sell out of this thing. The people at Revlon are going to be like, what happened in Chicago? There's not a Revlon blow dryer to be found.
Why are all these middle-aged men buying Revlons?
Right. You don't need to show that on TikTok,
right,
guys.
So in the frame thing where a lot of listeners say, well, Lou said, and now they're going to run out. And Lou said, go buy the hair dryer.
Right.
All right, check it out, housemartsradio.com. You can learn more. Lindsay, quite possibly your best Noodaloo, too. I'm going to send that. Isn't Dave Plyer like the head of the Museum of Broadcast Communications? Somebody get that to him, please. 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
He's smooth.
Well, you know, I'm shy. I don't like to talk.
He's got a way with his words.
When you open it back up again, that hot, moist air may bring it back again.
Ugh, not that one. He's Lou Manfredini.
It's like those favorite pair of jeans that you put on and they feel right until after you eat too much and you're like, these are not my favorite jeans anymore.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
But I'm saying it better.
Now back to House Smarts Radio.
Fly me to the moon.
Welcome back.
Let me play among the stars.
Just so you know, your hair looks fabulous.
Let me see.
877-213. I'm talking to you. 877-213-4-LOU.
Can I tell you about my new product that I use?
Sure.
No. Tell me later. Go to WGNRadio.com and you can learn all about it. This is Carrie in Sycamore. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Boy, well, on this beautiful, sunny Saturday morning.
Oh, it's beautiful, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. Tomorrow's not supposed to be so good, but that's okay. We'll enjoy today.
Well, it's Mother's Day tomorrow, so let's hope that it's a beautiful day for all those mothers out there.
Well, my wife, before she left for work, told me that it's going to snow in the morning, which that confused me, but that's okay.
Ooh, wow.
We'll all have a good Mother's Day.
All right, yeah, exactly. Stay in bed.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, all right. How may I help you, sir?
So I've got a good news, bad news question for you. The good news is my lawn this year has been the best it's looked in several seasons, partly because I switched to using the Scotts product that I buy at Ace, the triple action stuff. I really like that. But anyway, so the lawn is really thick and lush, and very few weeds. Crabgrass is almost gone. The problem is I've got a pretty big property, and it's lawn, and then it's flower beds, and we've got a lot of ferns. And by a lot, I mean like hundreds of ferns like spread out through everywhere. And this will be the ninth summer in the house, and I've never had them invade the lawn, but they're starting to invade the lawn. So other than digging them up from the lawn, is there any way to get rid of them without digging up the lawn?
Well, right now, is it on the mostly around the perimeter?
Around the perimeter, yep.
Okay. Let's try and change the pH a little bit of the soil right around the perimeter and see if that helps. There's a product I want you to buy called Magic Cal.
Okay.
And I want you to put that into what kind of spreader do you have? Is it a drop spreader or is it a broadcast?
I've got a rotary and I've got a rotary and I have a drop that I drag behind the tractor. I've got both.
So take
I've got a rotary and a drop.
Take the drop spreader, put the Magic Cal in there, and just go right along that perimeter and just drop.
Oh, yeah, you were saying, so it doesn't spray. Yeah.
I don't want it to spray because obviously you like the ferns in the rest of the yard.
They're beautiful. They're great ground cover. They just pop up. They're like weeds.
Correct.
Pretty weeds, basically.
Right. Correct. Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So use that drop spreader around this Magic Cal. It's going to change the pH of the soil, and I think that, A, it'll be... It'll do fine. It won't do anything to the grass, but it may help keep the ferns at bay. And you know, how about this? I'm super curious if this works. So, you know, we're in, you know, beginning of May. Call me back in June and let me know.
Does Ace sell Magic Cal?
They do.
All right. Then I'll go to my Genoa Ace and I'll give you an update in about a month.
You got it. Perfect.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate Carrie, I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. How about it just real quick, see if we can help Dave in Park Forest. Hey, Dave.
Hello?
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
How may I help you?
I'm sorry. First of all, thanks for the hat. It was a good hat. I'm doing my deck, okay? And I used the Thompson sealer, and it didn't hold up with nothing. And I just want to know what kind of transparent type, semi-transparent stain you suggest.
So the Thompson's, I'm not a big fan of the transparent product. Thompson's is a good product. I just don't like using it on a deck because it sits on top of the wood like floor wax. It peels up, It peels up, and then you get a lot of dirt. So I would go and clean that deck really well, make any repairs, and then this is the critical point here that you have to do, is you have to sand the surface of the decking that's, you know, facing up to the sky. I need to open up those wood fibers a little bit and then brush that off. Make sure that the deck is dry for a couple of days, and then one of my favorite products is something called Penifin. Penifin is a rosewood oil-based semi-transparent stain that you're going to brush on. You're going to put a few boards at a time, go one end to the other. You're going to wait 5 minutes and come back with a rag and wipe it up, almost like you're refinishing a table or something like that, a fine piece of furniture. It's really, really good. It holds up. There's a blue can and a red can.
The red can, the blue can is like their bread and butter. You're not going to go wrong with that at all. If you go with the red can, which is a few dollars more, it is a it has a higher UV block. So if you get a ton of sun, then you may want to up to the red can, which I think will do a better job for you. Either way, stay away from clear when it comes to decking, because I just don't think it gives you the most durability long term. Yeah, the water beads right away when you do it, but that's not what we're looking for. It's the color in the stain that protects the wood. That is the key to longevity when it comes to your deck. Thanks so much for the phone call. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
We are a country that loves to bet on horses. Every spring we track the three races of the Triple Crown. Every spring I always have the same thought. We're still doing this? Is Woodrow Wilson president? But people love the Triple Crown. The Kentucky Derby, where people bet on horses while they're dressed like characters from Gone with the Wind. It's like prom for gamblers. Do you like my hat? I'm living in my sister's garage. Because I have a debilitating gambling addiction. Shall we have another mint julep? They always announce the winner of each race on the news. You can always tell the horse was named by a guy on his eighth wife. The horse is always named like Viagra's Revenge. Alimony be damned. They show a picture of the winning horse on the news. They could show us a picture of any horse. We wouldn't know the difference. I don't know what we're supposed to do with that horse image. It's not like we're going to run into that horse in a bar. Excuse me, did you win the Kentucky Derby?
I did. I won the Kentucky Derby. Now I'm in a bar enjoying a Heffenweizen.
Now back to Lou on House Smarts Radio.
Jim Gaffigan. And subscribe to him on his YouTube channel. Pretty funny stuff. 877-213-4-LOU. By the way, this hour also sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Joe Brand, I think we all got skunked at the Kentucky Derby.
We all did.
I mean, at one point, Soup and a Sandwich was in third place.
At one point.
And then it wasn't. Yeah. None of us.
Our best finisher was Jess, who had the fourth pick out of our crew.
Really?
Midnight right. Bourbon finished in sixth.
I do remember, yeah, seeing
Are
that.
You kidding?
Yeah.
Sixth? That was sixth. The winner?
Yeah, yes. That was wow. The winner. Right. You know what you get for sixth place? Nothing.
Well, sixth place overall, but first place in our little competition.
Yeah, yeah, right. Sure, we can angle it any way you want. We're all just a bunch of losers.
Right.
Well,
oh my
gosh. Lou, speak for yourself. Soup and a Sandwich finished 19th.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, still a delicious.
I didn't even know there were 19 horses in there.
At one point, it was second. It was second. Soup and a Sandwich. Somebody goes, oh my gosh, he's number two. I'm like, no way. And it was like the first turn. I'm like, then he stopped for another sandwich.
Right out of the
like,
gate.
You're only supposed to have one soup and one sandwich. And then he stopped and had another oat sandwich, and then that was it.
Yeah, because isn't the soup and sandwich deal, you get a cup of soup and a half
it's
a sandwich?
Half a sandwich. Somebody gave him a whole sandwich.
A bowl of soup, yeah,
maybe
and a whole
a bread
sandwich.
Bowl. Maybe
yeah, probably the bread,
bread
bowl.
The bread bowl.
Too much, yeah, it just weighted him down.
Man.
I mean, we were talking about, I mean, the Kentucky Derby, they kept showing. And by the way, the guy that won is the same trainer that wins every time.
Yeah. Yeah. Because like a rock star there,
Bob
man.
Bob Baffert.
Every time. And he kind of, who does he remind me of? He kind of looks like somebody. I don't know.
I was thinking Richard Gere, maybe.
Oh, but he's got that white hair. There's
virgin,
somebody that he looks
the
like.
Virgin millionaire guy, Richard Branson. Kind of.
He's a handsome guy, and obviously he knows how to train a horse.
Right.
Right?
He motivates
Whatever
him.
They're paying that guy, they're, you know.
He doesn't know how to name him, though.
What was the winner's
Medina
name?
Medina Spirit.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, Medina. For him at this point, it's probably like pulling him from a hat, you know? He's
yeah,
wearing right. us.
I
he's
don't
like,
care.
Whatever.
Name him whatever you want.
Right.
Soup and a sandwich. Who sure. would name their horse that?
Right. Well, anyway. We're all... I guess
losers.
We're all losers. Jess, in a way, is sort of a winner. So, congratulations to Jess.
Yay.
Yes. Typical House Smarts Radio competition. You come in first, you really win nothing.
Right, exactly. It's more of just a conversation, right?
True.
We're here to talk, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what we do. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. Let's go back to the phone lines. This is Maureen, who's in Chicago. Hi, Maureen.
Hi, Lou. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
I've got the old asbestos siding on my house, and I'm trying to figure out, do I paint it? Can I stain it? Or do I remove it and cover it up with siding? Any thoughts?
What about the overall, like, tell me about the windows.
Well, my windows are all covered now in aluminum.
Okay.
So those are all covered. The siding itself is in pretty good condition. Like, we never did anything to it when we moved in, and we've been here for 32 years. No peeling, nothing. There are some dings here and there.
It's just a little dated?
Yeah, I just want to change the color.
Well, okay, so you got a couple choices. You can paint it, right? And then you have a painted surface that, you know, maybe 6 or 8 years from now, you're going to have to repaint again, right? Or you could leave it if it says if it in fact is asbestos, you could leave it and side over the top of that if you wanted to, and then. It would look nice. You'd have a, you know, if it was a vinyl siding, you could, you know, get that all done and look really nice. That's going to cost a lot more to do, but it's more of a long-term solution for you.
Right. What about the Hardy board?
Well, that's the same thing. With the Hardy, I think that what will happen with the Hardy is they probably will want to take the asbestos down. So you've got a couple of choices. I really like the Hardy. It's a beautiful siding. That's probably your most expensive choice as far as residing. You'll have to talk with the contractor about the cost difference between taking down the asbestos and abating it properly, because that's the key, right, is that we've got to abate it. And I'll tell you what, you know who's a really good company to call on this is... Call Bill Conforti over at Cobblestone Remodeling. And also now...
Cobblestone
Remodeling, but they're also... He has bought back the Siding One Windows One brand, which is all about the exterior, and they'll do a really nice job. 773-661-0606. Have them come out and do an estimate to either... take down the old siding and either put vinyl up or Hardy, which I really like, or see if they can re-side it by keeping it there and encapsulating it, which you're not doing anything wrong as long as there's no damage. You know, it sounds like it's in fairly good shape other than it has a bunch of nicks here and there. But they can be a really good source for you to talk about the options that you have that will, you know, make your house look great. And, you know, I would... If it were me and your budget allows it, I would do the new siding because I think that long-term it's a better value-added proposition, but it's a lot more expensive, obviously, than painting the home. But it all depends on where your budget's at and what you can afford and what you want to do. Maureen, I really appreciate the phone call.
Have a question for Lou?
Well, I've got a problem from that cold snap we had. My heater went out.
Now's the time to call.
I have a 20-year-old granite countertop, and I was just wondering how I would feel.
Lou Manfredini's taking your calls live right here.
And that laminate floor is going to shine like the top of the Chrysler Building.
And right now on House Smarts Radio.
Well, I'm working on a building. It's a true foundation. I'm holding up the bloodstain.
Welcome back.
And I fold my laurels. Oh, will I never get tired?
877-213-4-LOU. 877-213-4568. This is Mike in South Bend. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Lou. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
I've got a problem with my laminate flooring. It's installed on a slab foundation.
Okay.
And it's in a room that's about 26 feet by 18 feet wide. And what's happening is that essentially in the middle of the room, the laminate pieces are separating. So there's about a 3/8 inch gap between the narrow ends of the boards. And I'm wondering, I assumed it happened because of expansion, but there's multiple boards in the middle. And my question is really, how could I get those pushed back together without damaging the boards around them?
You said it's the end of the board, or is it the long connection where they clip together?
It's the end where they're not clipped together. It's the 4-inch wide portion.
Okay.
That's what I'll call the end.
And from the... Okay, so this is the trick. They make a tool for this, but you can also... And in that line where you have the boards, you know, like against the wall, you need to remove the shoe from the base trim. Okay? Then you're going to take something called a Wonder Bar, which is a metal bar that's a straight metal bar. It's about 1.5 inches wide, but on the one end it has a 90-degree angle to it, and you're gonna wedge that in against the base trim. And you may have to put a block of wood there or something like that, just so you don't damage the trim. But then you're also gonna take a rubber hammer, a rubber mallet, and as someone is putting pressure on that line where the floor has separated, you're going to kind of take that rubber mallet and kind of on an angle hit the floor to try and get the pieces to move. And so in theory, if you start where the thing is separated and try and get that one together, you work your way back to while somebody's prying up to keep pressure, and then the gap will be against the wall, and in theory, when you put the shoe back, it should cover it.
Okay, yeah, because there is a gap when it was installed around that baseboard.
Correct, as there should be.
So, do you have any concern that as I move the board, there's three of them side by side, more or less, could the, what I call the lock or the channel that runs the full length of each laminate piece, could that get damaged at all if it's somehow too tight to slide?
I mean, it could. It could, but this is really your only option other than replacing the boards. So in theory, in theory, that channel should slide no problem. Now, how long has this floor been down?
About 7 years.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's possible that it's swollen a little bit and, you know, it might be a little sticky. But if start, you know, yeah. when you're hitting it with the mallet kind of on an angle, don't go crazy. Start easy, you know, because if all of a sudden you're like tap, 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 and hey, it's moving, you know, then we're good to go. You don't want to be swinging at this thing like you're driving a stake into a rail line.
Yeah, got it.
Right?
Yeah, so I'll do that. And I actually, you know, I guess another question. So I have two ends I could do this from, right? So let's say this thing runs north and south.
Correct.
Do I just look for probably the best angle of attack in terms of space around the
short, the shortest, the shortest distance from the wall is your best bet.
Yep. Okay, I understand. No, that's it. Hopefully, it slides. It's on a padding, and it seems like it should move. I just, you know, didn't know how to go about it because it's in the middle of the room. So.
You got it.
That should do it.
Good luck.
I appreciate your help.
You got it. Have a great day. Appreciate you calling. I got a bunch of text messages from people about what that trainer looks like, the guy, the trainer. One person said he looks like Steve Dahl. Kind of looks, and he kind of does look like Steve Dahl. Someone else said George Lucas. Could kind of see that, a little bit of George Lucas, maybe. So just throwing that out there. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. This is a Charlie who's in Wheaton. Hey, Charlie.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I have a 34-year-old house with a brick trim chimney, and I just noticed that pieces of brick and mortar are falling off the top of the chimney. And I was just wondering what could be causing it, and who do you recommend to inspect and fix it?
Have you recently replaced a furnace or anything like that?
Yes.
And does it?
I did about 2 years ago.
Okay. And does that furnace vent out the side of the house now?
No, it doesn't.
It vents into that chimney.
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember, did they put in a chimney liner?
I don't believe they did.
Okay. So here's what can be causing this problem. Your new vented furnace that went into that chimney is way more efficient than the old one that you put out. And so it does not, when it's running, most of the heat, you know, generated, the energy that's used is there to create heat for your home, which is what we want. But the exhaust coming out of it is not strong enough to get all the way out, especially on cold days. And so when it gets to the top of that chimney, it starts to roll and moisture gets there. And then the atmosphere outside grabs it and pulls it through that brick. And that can be what's causing this problem. Lindemann Chimney Heating and Cooling. You can go to cleanfireplace.com is their website. Would be someone that could not only come and inspect it, but they could also make the repair, and they could also be the ones that put in a chimney liner for you to get this to not happen again.
Okay. Lindemann Chimney, L-I-N-D-E-M-A-N.
Two N's at the end. And their website is cleanfireplace.com, and you can actually schedule your appointment on that one as well. And they can offer that soup to nuts for you on the whole thing. So they'll do a nice job for you, and they'll be able to fix this problem up, no problems. 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568. Hey, are we going to do just text me after 9:30? Have we talked about that? Yeah, we got a few text messages that we send in that you can send to 877-213-4-LOU. But right now, it's time for news.
Time for Just Text Me.
How do you do this?
Maybe it's your fingernails. It's easy, look.
It's that easy.
And send.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
You can just text me at 877-213-4-LOU. Just don't text and drive. By the way, before we get to your text messages, I want to thank you for joining me and supporting my favorite charity, Misericordia. This past month, you helped to fill my virtual candy jar for Misericordia's 35th annual Candy Days, and we raised, get this, Lindsay, $7,770.
Oh my God.
Is so awesome.
That's incredible.
So much. And Townstone Financial will be adding a match donation of $2,500 to add to our efforts. So that's a grand total of over $10,200 raised. You people are amazing. God bless all of you, and thank you so much. By the way, the candy jar is still open if you want to make a donation. You know, we could get to $10,500 or $11,200, right? I mean, just, you know, just throwing that out there. It's still open. Just visit WGNradio.com/candy. And thank you again for your support of Misericordia, and thank you to Townstone Financial for their match. That is just awesome. You WGN listeners are just an amazing group of people, and I'm so, so grateful. And so are the people at Misericordia, the residents, the volunteers, the staff, everyone there thanks you from the bottom of their heart. 877-213-4-LOU is our text line as well. Do you have some tech messages for us?
I do. I do. Congratulations on the Misericordia.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
That's great.
This is from Norman. Lou, I have a brick paver driveway. Workers leaked hydraulic fluid on a small area, probably about a dozen bricks. They tried to clean it, but it left a light white film on a number of them, and it looks like the fluid soaked into the polymeric sand lines between the bricks, leaving a dark line. What can be done to clean this?
At this point, if we've used any kind of degreaser, I've mentioned using Tide or some kind of, there's even a product called Pour and Restore, which is designed to take oil stains out. If that does not work, your only choice at this point is to take the brick up and flip them over. And if you flip them over, you will have a little bit of a discoloration between the old and the new, but the oil stain will be gone, and then they can put new polymeric sand on there to kind of hold it all together.
All right, Lou. This looks like a Green Bay number. Just throw that out there.
Okay.
What is the best time of year to re-shingle the roof, or does it really matter?
It really doesn't matter when it comes to roofing. The only time that you don't want to do it is when it's pouring rain. I mean, the summer, winter, it doesn't really matter. The roofing contractors are well versed at doing it all season long, depending on when it is. But, you know, if it's really super, super cold, no. But you've got a great window of opportunity here in our area, probably, I would say, from, you know, well, really any time. It just doesn't have to be super cold. So don't worry about it. Get the best deal you can. I will tell you that a lot of these contractors are super busy, and so you want to make sure that you get on the schedule so they can get out there to do the work. How about one more?
One more. This one caught my eye because you know I love gas lamps.
Oh, yeah.
847 says, I have a 60-year-old gas lamp post. Gas is currently shut off. Who would I call to inspect repair it, though, if I needed the to get it working again?
I mean, that's kind of a funny one. I think that who you need, because it's a gas line, is a plumber. And that way they can inspect the line and come out and do that to, you know, your... from the house coming out there, because that gas line would be under the purview of a plumber to put that in there. A couple choices. Plumbers911.com is one of them. The other would be PermaSeal. They have plumbing services as well that you could certainly call them to come out and take a look. That's our Just Text Me segment. Let's go back to the phone lines at 877-213-4-LOU. This is Marie, who's in Crystal Lake. Hi, Marie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
So I just moved in a townhome about 6 weeks ago. And before I moved in, I never noticed this, but there's spots on the wall, like water spots. Like if you put your finger against it, it would smear it. And several of the spots are on an outside wall. And then other spots are on, there's like a soffit. This is near the kitchen dining area. The spots are on like a soffit over, that's between the kitchen and the eating area. So I don't know if it's bad paint. If I wiped them, you know,
do they wipe off?
No, it doesn't really wipe off. I wiped it. It appeared to go away, but then just came right back through. The drywall is not soft or anything. You know, it's not like it's, I don't know, is it water damage? Is it, I can't figure it out if it's bad paint and I should try to repaint it.
Where this area is, where the area is where the wall is there a second floor over the top of it?
Yes.
And is there a window near that area where you're seeing the spots on the wall?
No, the window's on the other wall.
Okay.
So,
well, here's what
in the room where this, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
In the room where the spots are, there's a sliding door, but that's on a different wall. And above it is a bedroom, and there's no window above that wall.
And if I go outside and I look at that exterior of that wall where you're seeing this damage, it's just siding going all the way up?
Right.
All right, well, then what I would do on something like that is I would try one more time to wipe it. I would spray it with like a degreaser, like something like a crud cutter. Spray that on, let it sit there for 10 minutes, and then try and rub it off with a sponge just to see if that'll come off. If that comes off, we're good. If it doesn't, you may want to try repainting, as you just mentioned, to see. It doesn't appear, based on how you're describing it, that there would be any water issue coming from the outside. And maybe, I mean, I don't know if the place was repainted before you moved in or whatever, but if it's just a few spots here and there, you're not smelling any odor, right, of like any mildew or mold or anything like that?
No, I don't smell anything, but it's more like at least a dozen spots.
Right, and there wasn't, to the best of your knowledge, was there a smoker in there before you moved in?
No, they were not smokers.
Okay, because, I mean, sometimes that can be a nicotine thing when you see those brown spots. But I would try wiping them. If you have any paint to touch it up left, you know, if that is a possibility, you could try that. Yes, and let's give it a month and see what happens. If those spots come back, then, Marie, what you may have to do is open up a piece of that drywall there to make sure that there's not some water damage. If there's some pipe or something else that's coming through there that you have to address down the line. But at this point, I think that I would start with the advice that I just gave to get you to a point where, you know, at least you understand what's going on. And maybe it's just something that needs to be cleaned. And it could be, as you mentioned, something with, you know, paint failure. I mean, that's certainly possible down the line. Thanks so much for the phone call. I really do appreciate it.
This is a house that Jack built, y'all.
Now back to Lou Manfredini. Remember this house. Taking your calls right here on House Smarts Radio.
My girlfriends are all responding on Facebook about our Revlon hair dryer. I think I struck a nerve.
Can't even say it. 877-213.
Guess what? If you can't get the hair dryer, then just wear the House Smarts Radio hat. Sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, and windows. Maybe you're working remotely and you don't have enough room or space, then you can call Cobblestone Remodeling. They'll help you out. You can go to cobblestoneremodeling.com or give them a call. It's 773-661-0606. And how about we send that House Smarts Radio hat out to Louise, who's in Glen Ellen.
Hi. Hi.
How can I help you?
I have a over the stove microwave, and it keeps triggering the circuit breakers. I was wondering, do I need a new microwave, or is that an electricity problem?
How old is that? How old is that microwave?
Oh, maybe 5 or 6 years.
Okay, and is it, when you open up the cabinet up above, is it plugged in? Can you see that it's plugged in?
Well, the light's on, you know, for the clock, and it works sometimes.
No, sometimes
I touch in the numbers, it doesn't, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Well, hold on. The microwave, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, or sometimes it blows the circuit?
Sometimes it blows the circuit.
Okay, so it's either working or it blows the circuit.
Correct.
Okay, when you open up the cabinet above the microwave, do you see where it's plugged in? Is there a plug up there?
You know what? It's so high up I can't see.
Okay, this is my advice on how you can decide whether or not you need. There's one of two things happening. Either the microwave is shorting out something that's causing the breaker to go. You could have a bad breaker in the panel. Typically, over the stove microwaves plug in, and above that cabinet, you could unplug it, and you could put an extension cord and plug it in somewhere else to test it out. See what I mean?
Okay.
So now we plug it into the dining room. I'm just making that up, right? And
yeah,
we use it for a couple days, and all of a sudden you're like, huh, works just fine. Well, then that could tell me that either there's a problem with the microwave itself or the breaker. Now, we have a sponsor, Arnold Electric, and there are licensed electricians that you could contact to call. ArnoldElectric.com is the website. And if you
A-R-N-O-L-D.
Like Arnold. Remember, did you ever watch Green Acres?
Oh, yeah.
You remember the pig?
Yeah.
What was his name? His name was Arnold.
Arnold
Electric.
Okay, A-R-N-O-L-D, yeah.
Right, Arnold Electric. They're in Chicago. It's a 773 number.
ArnoldElectricChicago.com,
yeah,
like you said.
Yeah, ArnoldElectricChicago.com, like I said. How about a phone number?
773-647-1120.
Yep, 1112. 847-773- 6647.
Okay.
1120.
Okay.
Call them.
Okay, so try plugging it in with a different extension cord.
Yeah. But make sure it's a real extension cord, not a household one, like a good orange one, and plug it in somewhere else and see if you use it a couple times. If it doesn't blow the circuit then it's probably something in the microwave itself, and you may need to address that down the line. But if you want a good licensed electrician, Arnold Electric can certainly help you out. Thank you so much for the phone call. 877-213-4568. Wait a minute. Fun fact from a listener. Soup and sandwich faded due to a displaced palate. He could not breathe and might need surgery. His owner is the heiress of Campbell Soup, hence the name. Wait a minute. That's the horse?
My horse?
Your horse.
Has a displaced pallet?
He had a chance. He could have won that, and unfortunately...
You know what the problem was?
That's why
you
faded.
The soup was too hot. You know how when you burn your mouth with the soup?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's all about the right temperature of the soup.
Or the knee.
We'll take a quick break and be back after this.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
Sacrete or Quickrete? Quickrete.
Quickrete.
And House Smarts Radio.
And has a 4.9 Google rating.
He really does know what he's talking about. Sometimes he just has a hard time getting it out.
Joining me on the phone line is Kat Kataringala. I had it.
Dang. Ding-a-ling-a-ding-ding-ding-dong.
Now back to Lou Manfredini taking your calls live.
Karingala.
There you go. You're doing great, Lou. Don't worry about it.
Right here on House Smarts Radio.
Hey, our last caller this morning on House Smarts Radio is sponsored by ComEd, Powering Lives. It's Kathleen and Berwyn. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Lou. Thanks for taking my call. I would like to paint over wallpaper.
You would like to paint over wallpaper?
Pardon me?
You said you want to paint over wallpaper?
Yes.
All right.
Do you have any recommendations for the type of paint I should use?
Well, I mean, so here's the thing. You know, we're going to paint over the wallpaper, and it'll look great when you're done. But if the wallpaper starts to peel, so comes your paint.
Okay.
Just so you're
painting.
You're going to introduce moisture to the paper when you do this. And
okay.
It's not that you can't do it, but it's just I wouldn't recommend it. How much wallpaper are we talking about?
The room is about 10 by 10.
Are you just so averse to taking the paper down?
I just think it would be a much...
What is this room?
Greater job.
What is this room?
It's a spare bedroom.
Okay.
And I have my computer in there, too.
Okay. Well, so if this is what you want to try, I would just buy a paint and primer in one. Okay, you can go to the hardware store, you can go to the home center, and you're going to lightly wash that wall a little bit with a sponge and some, like, spick and span. Remember spick and span?
Yes.
Let's do that. Get it clean. And then you're going to cut the areas with a brush, and then you're going to roll it, and it'll cover. What are we going with a color? Are we painting it white? What are we doing?
I was just going to go with a light color.
Okay, so you may need two coats, but don't be surprised when you add the moisture to the paper if you start to see it peel a little bit. Now,
okay.
you can patch all that. I mean, here's the thing. You can buy a can of paint for $30, and you can go through it, and you can paint this in an afternoon, and maybe it works and everything's fine. And if it peels a little bit, then you'll just live with that. And have to deal with it down the line. It's not my best recommendation to paint over wallpaper, but it certainly can be done. Thanks for listening, everybody. It's so appreciated. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. Have a great day. WGN News coming next.